Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get loud. Let's get loud, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Betfair. It's FA Cup time again, you lucky lot. And it's Friday, 27th of January. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Luke Moore.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Andy Brassel.
Oi, oi, oi. Friday, Jim.
It is.
Put your clothes on and let's go, because we're not quite there yet. Andy Brassel. God, you look magnificent.
Likewise.
And everybody's favourite anti-hero, Luke Moore.
Hello.
Is that it?
Just anti. Not a hero. Just anti.
Ah. Oh, dear. Before we get to the weekend's action, a reminder to sign up to the Football Ramble Patreon, where, as well as ad-free versions of every show, you can get your free ticket to our exclusive Friend of the Ramble watch-along for Spurs versus Manchester City on Sunday the 5th of February. Some of your favourite Ramblers will be there. It's not that far away. It'll be a right old hoot, and you'd be a fool not to sign up right now. Get involved. Get involved. You could be eating chicken selects with me at the end of the evening.
Patreon.com/footballramble.
Not a euphemism. That is as literal as I can be.
Yeah. What dip?
A sweet chilli or barbecue, yeah. I would probably go.
McDonald's getting a lot of fucking great stuff out of us. Like, they're not even paying for that. And that's the third show I've been on with you in a row. You've talked about McDonald's.
I think it's the least we can do for them.
they've done for us. Yeah, fair enough.
Jim, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Well, I'm going to give you a bit of backstory. Listener, or certainly Twitter follower, Ali Darlow, got in touch with myself and Vish, as this happens every time. Mauro Icardi is back in the news. He's accused former teammate Keita Balde of having an affair with Wanda Nara, Mauro's kind of estranged wife, while cheating on Balde's own partner, a woman called Simona Galtieri. Icardi's been messaging her saying, Keita cheated on her, and Wanda has terrifyingly invited him to discuss these allegations with proof on a TV show called Intruso.
So that should, so that should clear
I
it up.
I don't know what that is.
This weekend.
Weekend I'm looking forward to trying to find streams of Argentinian TV.
Okay. Well, I'd imagine that'll clear it up. It's a bit like back in the day when people said, I've got something to talk to you about. What's that? Well, let's go on Jerry Springer and talk about it. Let's put my mind at ease.
But that's how we met, isn't it?
Yeah.
Turns out I was your biological father.
That's right. Yeah.
She knows things. He doesn't know that she knows. Definitely what's about to happen there.
Indeed. Andy, what are you looking forward to this week?
I am looking forward, Marcus, to a full Plough Lane, because, you know, we all love affordable football. It's £5 to get in.
You're joking.
They've sold all the tickets this weekend. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Are you going?
As they take on Stockport County. Sadly not, but everyone's going to be having a great time.
I was at Plough Lane just this week.
Well, I say at Plough Lane. I was at the Wicks.
Was it open?
Across the road.
I was going to say.
there's a Wicks.
right across the road.
There is.
And there's also a hobby store. I can't remember what it's called, my hobby craft, something like that. I went in there as well. And that's the closest I'll have been to Plough Lane this week. But I've been there before. Great place.
Talking about giving, you know, companies free shout outs, there's one for Wix.
Oh, no, I don't even really like Wix. I don't know why I've said it. I should have said something.
You've undone it now. Yeah. That's worse than.
Yeah,
nothing,
I'll just balance it out by saying don't go to Wix.
Yeah, doesn't so do the job.
After the Patreon get together, if Marcus takes the listeners to
Wix
or McDonald's, you'll take them to Wix.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
There we are. Luke, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
So I'm looking forward to Walsall manager Michael Flynn. You guys might remember him, Mr. Manage Newport. Prowling up and down the touchline at the Bescot Stadium for their game against Leicester, because he is absolutely furious.
Yeah.
That their game hasn't been chosen for TV. And the quote he said was, I think it's an absolute disgrace our game hasn't been chosen. It's what the FA Cup's all about. What, Walsall? but no, I think he makes a fair point, because obviously they're playing a fairly struggling Premier League side. They're at home. They've got a really good chance. Could be an upset. That's what the TV audience kind of want to see. And they're running games like Man United versus Reading, which is boring.
Yes.
And they're not doing Walsall versus Leicester. So Michael Flynn's furious. I hope he does some kind of WWE retribution during the game from the touchline.
No doubt.
Touchline antics from managers are very de rigueur at the moment. So hopefully we'll see something there. Although, of course, we won't see it because it's not on bastard telly.
You see, the WWF thing makes me feel a bit edgy and nervous.
WWE,
though,
Andy.
Because,
yeah, you're supposed to say WWE.
The World Wildlife Fund caught up with them, didn't they?
Yeah. Right. My friend is actually the market director of the World Wildlife Fund.
You're
joking. Fuming with you saying that.
Okay,
that?
Well, look, we don't want wrestling people. We don't want wrestling pandas, because I found out this week that they've got a beautiful stained glass window of the club crest at the Bescot, or the Poundland Bescot.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
The Poundland Bescot.
Yes.
Which makes it sound like a different Bescot, but it's not as good.
Yeah.
It's like saying, you know, for example, like, you are a Poundland Rafa Honigstein.
For example.
Yeah, for example. You know.
I
don't think he is. I think he's better than Rafa Honigstein. I'm just saying some people
Stop
may
winking
say that.
At me. There was a shop in Bethnal Green called 69p Plus Bargains, which I think might be the absolute king of that type of shop.
Yeah.
And again, that's better than the 98 cent shop I saw in Los Angeles.
And that's where Marcus and I met.
There we go. You see? Love at first sight.
What about you, Marcus?
I'm looking forward to
getting the keys out and getting a bit of Pitbull on the stereo.
Well, absolutely. I always look forward to that. But it's FA Cup weekend. I'm actually looking forward to it. And you're right about what you say about Walsall there, because they're in League Two and they are one of the lowest ranked sides left in the competition. And they are facing a side who aren't firing on all cylinders, who are heavy favourites still, but you never know. But despite all that, I'm really looking forward to the game tonight. Manchester City versus Arsenal. Mm. Because it's the first time this season they're going to meet. And of course, they're the top two in the Premier League, in case you didn't know. And I wonder how they're going to approach this. Because are they going to go, right, this is the test, let's show them what we're made of. Obviously, they want to win the game. But I've also enjoyed the managers saying nice things and interesting things about each other.
Hated that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't get a rivalry going if you're going to be pals.
No, like, but it's set up to be a more Shakespearean type of rivalry when it breaks in a quite profound way.
See, exactly. If it breaks in public, I'll accept it.
You've got to have a bit of patience, man.
Because Guardiola said something that annoyed me yesterday. He said, when Mikel was with us and we scored against Arsenal, he would never celebrate, you know, ha, ha, ha. He should be fuming at that.
Yeah. He said, he would sit in the dugout, sort of arms folded.
Yeah.
But didn't he also say in the same interview, he said, because Arsenal are his club, so I understand it. You know, they called and he went. You know, if Barcelona called me, you know, I'd go.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And it was like, what?
What? Because they might, you know.
Can they afford him? Do they care? Are they aware?
Yeah.
But I was surprised he said that.
Yeah. But it will be a great game. I think you've hit on something there.
Thanks.
I think particularly on the Arsenal side, it'd be interesting to see what team Arsenal feel, because they've relied so much on a small group of players, right? And I think you'd expect him probably to bring Smith Rowe back in, right? I'm looking at you, Jim.
There is talk that Smith Rowe may not have travelled, so I don't know if he's had a recurrence of his injury, but a lot of people are expecting Trossard to start, possibly, although again, that is just speculation.
Well, how would you feel about that, Jim? Because I think the momentum is so with Arsenal at the moment. I know something's got to give in terms of physical effort somewhere, but if I was an Arsenal fan, I would not want them to rest too many players for this.
No, I agree. I don't think he will rest too many players. I think there will be a couple of key changes.
Will he play Kivior at the back?
Trossard coming in. I don't think he'll make a debut against Man City. I'd be surprised
by
that.
Get him in there.
Get him in there. But Trossard,
I think
Trossard could start. I don't think that's a ridiculous thing. And Arteta said about Trossard very recently, of course, he said he's made a beautiful impact referring to Arsenal's win over Manchester United because he was involved in the third goal. He did admit that they need more cover in midfield.
Yeah.
But you want players to make a beautiful impact.
Arguably, though, how about this for a shout?
Go on.
Is them potentially resting Ramsdale going to be the biggest change because he's really important to how they play, right? So if they bring Turner in instead of Ramsdale, is that going to affect things?
Oh, massively, yeah.
Do you think they will?
I don't think they will for that reason because
Turner doesn't think they'll make any of the changes.
Honestly, I'm not sure they're going to. Arteta will make that many changes because a lot of people are going, oh, like, you know, play the youth team, sack off the FA Cup, we want to concentrate on the league. Managers don't really see it like that, do they?
No, they shouldn't.
No, and I agree. Yeah, no. I think he will play. Kind of, there's not another game for about 8 days. I think. I think he'll play a really strong team.
I hope.
I wouldn't even be surprised if he played the same 11 that started the last game.
He'll want to
firstly test his first team against Man City. It's a good opportunity to do that. And he'll want to stay in this competition as long as possible.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, that's
I think they will stay in the competition to at least quarter to ten.
At least. Well, the last time they played at the Etihad, it was August 2021. Man City beat Arsenal 5-0. Of course, Granit Xhaka sent off.
I remember that. Yeah,
how things have changed.
Yeah,
how things have changed indeed. And I think that's one of the things that
he's only been sent off once since. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't against Man City. I don't think. But
Marcus, Man City have got an outstanding record against Arsenal.
They have. Yeah, they've won 12 of their last 13 games against Arsenal.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that has been incredibly impressive about Arsenal under Mikel Arteta. There's the obvious. But the fact is, you know, against Manchester United, you know, Manchester United beat them earlier on in the season and it was kind of, oh, Manchester United always beat Arsenal. Mm-hmm. And then they come to...
Even though that did feel a bit different though because the game was a lot more even.
It was, but it was ultimately a loss. They went to Arsenal the other week or the other day, excuse me, and Arsenal win. And it's these kind of milestones, you know, it's these...
Benchmarks,
exactly, that they're doing. And I just wonder if this is an opportunity for another one. And therefore, I think that he will field a strong side. I think Manchester City are more likely to make changes.
But when I think of Arsenal's growth, I think if you go back to the game at the Emirates, which is more or less this time last year, wasn't it?
Against Man City.
A new year. And that was the point at which you think Arsenal can grow into something serious. Not there's something serious yet, but they could definitely grow into something serious. They went in that good run of form after that, got themselves in the position to qualify for the Champions League and didn't quite get it over the line. So I don't think, I agree with you, I don't think it's off the table at all that this should be a landmark thing. It's not something to be feared, it's something to be grasped.
Totally, and momentum and confidence. Confidence is very crucial for Arsenal because they've not got the best squad in the league. They haven't. Manchester City have got a better squad than Arsenal. And so if you can go up there and give them a bloody nose and win that game, again, that it just keeps it all going.
And those two games in the league against Man City for Arsenal, you would argue, are the most important. They're the team that are, you know, 5 points behind them, sort of disregarding the game in hand Arsenal have because, you know, who knows where that will go. That's a chance for them, for City to eat up that deficit. So Arsenal need to figure them out, really.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and the good news is that Mikel Arteta has said he's going to try and improve his touchline demeanour. He says, I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and try to find the right balance. I love the game, but if there's something you can do better, you should try.
Good news
for Richard Keys. He gets very offended by Mikel Arteta's touchline.
Every news is good news for Richard Keys, ultimately. Because it just makes the Richard Keys universe tick along.
Yeah.
Do you think Mikel Arteta looks into the mirror a lot?
Well, he said sometimes.
That's how there's never a hair out of place.
He says
sometimes. Because if one even slightly moves, he gets it in the mirror.
Because I can't work.
Is he Spanish Javier Zanetti?
Yeah, very much so.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Whose hair's never changed, ever. Has it?
That's true. And Arteta probably looked like that in 10 years' time.
Which, to be fair, our very own Marcus Spurs hair's never changed.
Yeah.
It's still magnificent. It's a magnificent bush.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
His skull will have that hair in 200 years' time.
Was magnificent bush a compliment?
I just think of it as a magnificent bush.
There we are.
I remember our friend Chris Wilder used to say that you had four haircuts in one, and it was quite greedy of you. But you've got the luxury.
That's not for everybody.
You've got the luxury to do that. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
People would kill for that. You know?
And who's heard about him recently?
No one. Who's he? Where is he now, the slug? I wonder. I can't work out whether Arteta's a very humble man or a very arrogant man because he's quite. Do you know what I mean? It could go either way. So I wonder if he looks into the mirror quite a lot.
Well, he'll always have Pep in his life because he said about Guardiola with regards to the title race and then, you know, he said he'd prefer not to be frightened at fighting against his friend, but that's not going to change how important he is in my life. I just love... Like, Pep surely should write Latin love pop songs.
Yeah,
do you know what?
Well, a bit like
that.
An Enrique.
Do that now.
Exactly. If Enrique Iglesias, I don't know what he's doing. He's done enough. I think he deserves his rest, his time off. But if he wanted,
I don't think he chose the rest. I think the pop music world just kind of moved on.
I think that's madness. But yeah. I think if he wanted to kind of get a new album, a bit fresh, get Pep to pen some of the lyrics. Just say, what are some of your thoughts on Mikel Arteta and any other footballer you've ever managed?
He says he's so, so happy. I mean, it sounds like a lyric.
No, Enrique Iglesias put a record out at the end of 2021.
Yeah.
So he's still going. Still find him.
Of course he is.
And his dad used to play for Real Madrid, didn't he, Andy? Julio Iglesias. He did. Julio Iglesias, his dad, played for Real Madrid.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I knew he was a big fish in Spain. I didn't realise which pond it was in.
It might be one of those things I've made up.
I thought he was a singer.
I'm fairly confident.
I thought Enrique Iglesias' dad was also a singer.
Goalkeeper for Real Madrid.
There you are.
He was a singer as well, famously.
What a career.
I know. Now we're talking.
They are, Pep.
No, Arteta and Pep got a lot to live up to. A lot to fucking achieve.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Here's everybody thinking they've done well for themselves.
Nah.
Plenty more left
not
to
even
achieve.
Moved into music yet.
Not yet.
A whole other arena to conquer.
Maybe an Arteta Guardiola kind of Diamond Lights reboot.
Yeah. No.
But in Spanish.
That's it.
You don't speak Spanish, do you?
Of course he does.
What's Diamond Lights in Spanish? He doesn't know. Sorry, yeah. Luth. Sorry, Luth.
Luz. Yeah.
Sorry, Luth, yeah.
Diamond in.
It doesn't matter. I'm derailing it. So
all right, let's
go
to Brighton versus Liverpool on Sunday, early afternoon, of course. Liverpool.
This is a great game to watch.
Liverpool travelling there. We enjoyed the game. Well, Liverpool wouldn't have done, but Brighton was superb against Liverpool not that long ago, of course. Put them to the sword with Danny Welbs getting that beauty. Before we talk about the football, Jim, though, a little bit more nonsense. Good news for you.
Yes.
Potentially Liverpool fans as well making the journey to the South Coast because a listener called Camillo has reached out on Instagram this week to point out that your least favourite shop in Brighton, which is called This Is Not a Butcher's, is apparently permanently closed.
Yes, and I looked into this. I found a thread about it on
Can
Reddit.
Can you give people some context about what the shop is?
The shop sort of sells kind of gifts and quite a lot of plastic, a lot of sort of plastic novelty sort of tat.
Do they sell
stuff.
Meat at all, Jim?
They do not sell meat.
Why is
because
that?
It's not a butcher's. They are, for some reason, at pains to point out, right? So I found some comments on Reddit that said it closed around the end of last year. I think my mum said when she spoke to the guy who ran it, he said he completed his life goal of running a successful shop and now was time to gracefully retire. Quite happy for him, to be honest. Another user said, I went in on the last day and he said it was exactly 10 years and he was done. Good for him. So it's a happy ending for everyone.
Yeah.
He gets to have, you know, achieved his dream of running a shop. It's good for me because I won't have to look at it again next time I'm in Brighton. And it's good for the environment because there'll be less plastic tat around.
On behalf of our listeners as well, can I just ask you to finish off the point and the story by telling us exactly why you hate small and medium enterprises, which are the backbone of this economy.
You're a
big business man. You're a multinational kind of
guy. I mean, that could be a McDonald's.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you're talking.
or a Wix.
But our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, I think that you thought it was all a bit wanky, but now we've...
No, it's purely just a slightly annoying name.
No, but you thought it was a bit wanky, and we've heard the comments from the guy who formerly owned it, and that's definitely put all the wankiness to bed, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
There we are.
Can I just say something very, very briefly...
Is it about football?
Or extensively about football. Yeah, but it is about football.
Great.
Yeah. You happy with that?
Very happy.
Tell me when the last time you could sit here and honestly say and contend that Brighton are a better team than Liverpool.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Never.
Well, you can today.
Yeah.
I think you can today.
No, you're spot on.
Because they're higher than them in the league, obviously. They've beaten them, as you've mentioned. And then you look at that Brighton lineup that will potentially play against Liverpool. And there's so many players to get excited about for kind of different reasons. Matoma, Ferguson looks great, doesn't he? He looks a really exciting young striker.
There's a World Cup winner in there.
McAllister. Yeah. Moses Caicedo's being linked with everyone. Pascal Gross is one of these players who, when he first came to the Premier League, we talked about it on this show. I remember it saying, what a bargain that is, because he looked really highly rated. He kind of ghosted in under the radar for not that much money. And he's been like consistently like a really good player for Brighton and looked at home in the Premier League. Uh-huh. And you look at that team who's going to play against Liverpool.
Welbs off the bench. And,
well, Solly March in great form.
You're undermining my argument here.
Adam Lallana against his old side.
You're fine, Jim. You stop it. I just think it's a really interesting fixture. And Brighton looked absolutely brilliant in the third round as well. Mm. And I wonder if it's on a low-key kind of basis, whether they've got a little half an eye on the FA Cup.
Well, I was going to say
that. Because Liverpool's eyes on something else, isn't it?
Yeah.
They must sort themselves out.
Yeah. Andy, what's it on?
Top four and Champions League. Ooh. But both of which will be complicated, but both of which that they have to be all in for.
Yeah, then it's still achievable. But you're right, Luke. That's what I was going to say, is that often with the FA Cup and the League Cup as well, you get winners, you get your predictable winners who always are there or thereabouts. But Arsenal versus Man City, one of those big sides will go. Liverpool, you know, they might struggle here. So there is a chance for a side like Brighton who are doing very, very well to have a good stint at the Cup. And I think it would be wonderful to see. I mean, I'm guessing that would be the first major trophy if they could do it in their club's history. But yeah, so I think it's a game we're very much looking forward to. When you said Liverpool have got an eye on something, Andy, I thought it might be their former man, Gibril Cissé.
It's a reach.
It is indeed.
What a reach that was for a link.
Well, he's announced he's willing to come out of retirement at the age of 41. Is it what they need?
I'm willing. No one's asked you.
Well, do you know what, though? Even if Liverpool were actually up for it, he wouldn't want to because he wants to sign for a Ligue 1 club because he's just four goals shy of reaching 100 in France's top flight.
I mean, he has done this every year for like the past 4 years.
Yeah, he's not got the message, has he?
The amazing thing is, of course, now he has a prosthetic hip.
Well, look at Andy Murray.
After an operation, yeah.
Andy Murray's still doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's true. But maybe that's what's inspired him to come out again rather than it's that time of year.
Can I ask you a semi-serious question about this, just to entertain it for a second, because it's quite an interesting story and we all know and have enjoyed Gibril Cissé's contributions in the Premier League. Like, you've got a lot of teams in the French League at the moment who are struggling for goals. So like Auxerre, Angers, Brest, they're all struggling, right? Mm. Would he improve any of them?
Well, he's 41. And he hasn't played top level football for about 5 years. So,
would he improve any of them?
Yeah. Yes.
Get him in there, then. Can't get any worse. They're all ticking along at less than a goal a game. And he might as well give it a bash.
He said he'll go for free. I mean, I don't know where the transfer fee would go or who it would go to, but you know, you can't argue with that, can you?
Yeah. I think if football's about anything, in spirit, it's about getting really wealthy. Like egotistical retired players to meaningless milestones. Yes. That's what football's all about, right? Mm. Yeah. I heard Infantino say it when they opened the World Cup. He said this is exactly what it's about. So fingers crossed. We can maybe start a GoFundMe for Cissé.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, help him out.
He certainly deserves it. Speaking of such things, Andy, on the continent recently, you spoke about former Arsenal striker Lucas Perez, who paid half his transfer fee to go to Deportivo La Coruña.
That's right, and dropped down two divisions. So he's still a serviceable top-flight goal scorer in his early to mid-30s, and he wanted to go and play for the club of his heart. First game back, got two goals, as you would expect, because he's good enough for two divisions above.
Love that! What a legend he'll be, because they've fallen on very hard times, Deportivo.
Yeah, they have.
Third tier of Spanish football.
Well, the third tier of Spanish football is super difficult to get out of as well. Wow. If you finish top, you're not guaranteed going up, because there are quite a few parallel divisions. So
people of our generation remember them being a great European
Champions League team.
Diego Tristan.
Yeah.
Remember Diego Tristan?
I do.
Yeah, I think Thierry Henry said Juan Carlos Valeron from that team was the best midfielder in Europe at the time. Yeah. Well, he loved that team, didn't he?
Diego Tristan up front, what a player.
They got beat 4-0 by Milan in the first leg of a Champions League game, and they fucking did him 5-0 in the turn leg.
That's
as
actually
well.
Incorrect.
4-1. 4-1. 4-1 and 4-0.
All right.
Yeah. Well, all right.
God, Jim.
Well, I'm just saying, Jim. You know,
if we're going to do an impromptu European football chat, we have to just talk about how old Danny Guisa looks. And people listening to this, you go to the Ramble Twitter and we'll get someone to share a photo of it because it is... I mean, I don't want to be
Danny
rude.
Danny Guisa, isn't it? It's nominative determinism again.
He looks like an old geezer now, yeah.
Well, when you're going to say it is, can I finish that sentence by saying hugely beneficial to one's ego when they're in their 40s?
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
But he looks like when they get an obviously young actor in a movie and make him look old, doesn't it?
He looks like someone who's had a super time from his career.
Yeah,
I think you have to respect that.
Of course you do.
It's written all over his face.
Indeed it is, yeah. Speaking of old strikers, Duncan Ferguson.
Oh, it's great.
Come on.
This is great.
Yeah. Everton are not going to get him. Everton are in search of a manager, of course. I don't think anybody was really linking Big Dunk to the job.
No, we were on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we
don't have any knowledge of it. Yeah. Just talking about it.
But I think, yeah, fine, okay.
No one else was as lazy as we were.
Yeah, definitely. He was so lazy, he heard it and went and got a job at Forest Green.
Can't even ramble talking about me like that. Yeah, he was announced as the new manager of Forest Green Rovers yesterday. A match made in heaven, I'm sure you'll agree.
Well, he was also, Marcus, sorry to cut in, but he was also greeted for his first interview as manager of Forest Green Rovers, along with the owner, Dale Vince, with what can only be described as the most awkward and toe-curling interview, I would say, in media history.
Yes.
And I don't think Big Duncan deserved it. And I think whoever did the interview, I don't know who it was, I don't even know what channel it was on because I saw it on Twitter, should be thoroughly ashamed of themselves.
So are we talking about the have you ever eaten vegan food bit, or here's the presenting him with a, like, it has to be said, a very unappetizing looking burger. And I love vegan burgers, a lot of vegan burgers.
Yeah, I know you do.
Way too much lettuce in it. Looked really dry.
Awful. It looked awful.
And putting him on the spot like that.
Massively.
But they did say, but whatever, don't eat it on camera.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to eat it at all, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Don't eat it on camera, because if you don't like it, you might
leave.
You might be nasty to me, and I'm going to get it.
But yeah. I like that he's gone there. I like the move. He's obviously someone who, you know, he gets a lot of attention from us because he's a bit of a character, of course. But he's clearly done a lot of work behind the scenes at Everton, and done a lot of coaching. He seems to be quite well respected.
Are you surprised he's gone? Because he's 51 and he's been at Everton for goodness knows how many years, you know, has been a great servant to that club. Look, kind of why now, I suppose?
I think it's probably because Lampard gets binned.
Yeah.
You're not getting the job again.
Mm.
Surely, if you're gonna get a top manager's job, actually manager's job rather than an assistant coach or whatever, you have to do it now because it's clearly not happening at Everton.
Well, Forest Green are currently bottom of League One, so I think we would all say to Dunk, you know, you better get their fucking results.
I think they're a really interesting club, Forest Green, because, and this may have come into Duncan Ferguson or his advisors thinking, is what they've been able to do is they've been able to carve open a niche for themselves in a way that I think is quite clever. So it's obviously important for broader reasons to be, you know, to be environmentally responsible and to do all the things that they do. But they're actually known for that now. Yeah. So a lot of people who would otherwise have absolutely no idea who Forest Green are, no disrespect to them, but they're not a league club traditionally. People wouldn't know who they are. They know about them because of this.
They're a village club.
Exactly.
And they've established themselves in the Football League and branded themselves.
So as a marketing tool, it works really well. So Duncan Ferguson can go and do a job under a small amount of pressure, really, at a club that are already really struggling, who aren't traditionally at that level anyway, and he also stays in the public consciousness because they're such a well-known club for these reasons that Dale Vince has brought to the club. So I think it's actually quite a shrewd move from Big Dunk.
Talking of managerial appointments, of course, it's Mick McCarthy's first game in charge of those Tangerines at Blackpool Travel to Southampton. Blackpool second bottom of the Championship, but Mick McCarthy has still got his eyes on a cup run. He said, we're going to try and win it. Absolutely. Why not? You can't do anything else. We'll try and win the game and try and get another cup tie.
And it's Southampton.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Sutton and his BBC predictions. Chris Sutton, who, you know, let's be honest, is awful. he put in his predictions that he thinks Southampton will beat Blackpool 4-0. It's like Blackpool have got a new manager. I know they've not been very good.
It's not an outrageous shout, is it?
Have you watched Southampton play?
Have you Blackpool is second bottom in the Championship?
But I haven't watched them play.
Right.
So that's why I don't know how good they could be.
Southampton beat Man City in the Cup, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. They're right.
Yeah, the League Cup.
Often Premier League teams, you know, in a situation like that, they find a bit of form, don't they?
Do you
a bit of freedom. I'm not sure that's that outrageous.
I don't think it's that bad.
Do you think Southampton will beat Blackpool 4-0?
I think they'll beat them 3-0.
Okay.
I don't think it's an outrageous shout.
No, I don't know. I think Blackpool are going to win because it's Mick McCarthy, and we know, you know,
Big Mick.
With a quote like that, you know, that's going to inspire a lot of people.
Yeah.
They call him the Dreamweaver, don't they, Andy?
That's exactly what they call him.
Big Mick Energy. Big Mick Energy.
Well, good luck to him, because we like to see Mick McCarthy back in the FA Cup, definitely. We want to see him in the next round. Certainly do, Luke Moore, because it's against Southampton.
None of these generation of managers can ever stop football, can they? They just can't stop themselves.
Well, Warnock managed. I couldn't believe he turned down the Cardiff job.
Well, the other day...
No, me neither.
Madness.
The other day, because we had Neil Walk on the drop-in, right? He talked about being retired, and we know that he said he's retired about 5 times. I think 10 minutes after I listened to that episode, I walked into the kitchen where TalkSport was on, and I heard Neil Warnock link himself to Portsmouth and Cardiff. In the same interview.
Nah, never say never.
Yeah, exactly what he was talking about.
A lot of that's very much the catchphrase of that generation. Never say never.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's have a quick break.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Oh dear, look at these keepers. Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. Oh dear, look at these FA Cup ties. Wrexham at home to Sheffield United on Sunday afternoon. Wrexham, of course, the only non-league side left in the competition. It will be live on BBC One. Better from the BBC, Jim. Mm. Mm-hmm. Still going to pay your licence fee?
I am.
Good. Yeah.
First time for everything.
Of course, Wrexham beat Coventry in the last round. It was a great game. They managed to hold on.
It was an absolutely outstanding game, and it was one of those games where I was annoyed that I couldn't talk about it on this show because I was either not on it or we didn't cover it or whatever. But it was
definitely covered it.
It was I wasn't on the show.
I think we muted your mic.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
It was a ridiculous game. Casey Palmer for Coventry had three direct free kicks. Mm. Hit the post with the first one, but the second one might have just gone over the bar or something. The third one he scored.
He had a couple of sighters.
He did. Coventry were 4-1 down and down to 10 men, and they genuinely should have won the game. They should have won it about 6-4.
Yeah,
it was incredible. And the one just finally, Paul Mullin, who has got an outstanding goal scoring record for Wrexham. I think he's got like 45 in 64 league games or something. He's scored in every round of the FA Cup so far, including in that game, obviously, against Coventry. Uh-huh. So you'd be a fool to write him off scoring against Sheffield United.
The momentum with Wrexham's amazing to watch, isn't it? That's going to carry them a long way, mentally at least. It'd be amazing if they can get past Sheffield United.
Well, their striker, Rolly Palmer, is he happy that they're playing Sheffield United? Because he said, of course, in the previous round, Coventry isn't overly appealing to the lads. And then sent a message to us on Instagram saying, guilty, but we're in the hat after the game, you know.
Oh, there's a serious point in this, isn't there? In drawing Coventry and Sheffield United... It's the worst of both worlds.
I know what you mean.
It's not that glamorous, and it's going to be really difficult to beat them.
Yeah, you want a Premier League side.
They're at least at home.
Yeah, you want a top third Premier League side.
Yeah,
preferably away.
Or if it's a Championship side, you want a Championship side that have been in the Premier League a lot. Yes. Probably one that's more glamorous than Sheffield United with respect to them.
No, you're not respecting them there.
No, you know what? I'm not respecting them.
No, that's what annoys me about it. You say at the end, not just you, but people say at the end, with respect. You're not respecting them. No. It doesn't get you out of
it. I guess I'm not.
Fucking dig him out, Jim.
Yeah. No, I'm not digging them out. I didn't even notice I wasn't respecting them. Well, which is how disrespectful it is.
That in itself is very disrespectful.
Andy was disrespectful to Chelsea there because he said that what you want is a top third Premier League
side. You can't disrespect Chelsea, you know. Yeah. So you presumably they respect Chelsea.
And Norwich, I was disrespectful to Norwich as well.
I agree with Jim. I think it's impossible to disrespect Chelsea just based on what they do and their behaviour. I think it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big Todd Bowley's trying to turn it around, though, isn't he?
He's trying to do something.
God bless him.
Yeah.
King Charles and the Queen Consort recently visited Wrexham on a trip to Wales to learn more about Wrexham's regeneration.
Yeah, right. They all want to see Ryan Reynolds, don't they?
Exactly. Well, Rob McElhenney said, this is an incoming call. We hope he's a fan. If not, we'll make him a fan.
Yeah, he will.
Doesn't understand how royalty works.
No, and I think you're going to have your work cut out getting... All I'm saying is...
How would you make King Charles a fan of a football
club? No, I'm going to say...
Have him up against the wall? Right, listen here.
If I said to someone, your challenge is to make King Charles III, a genuine fan of Wrexham Football Club.
Yeah.
It's a tough ask.
He doesn't look interested in being a king.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe he's up for it.
So Wrexham's going to be a challenge.
Surely, though, we know
with no due respect to them.
But you know, he's very interested in environment and all that. Surely Forest Green Rovers are the side for him.
Yeah, probably.
But
you can't put members of the Royal Family up against the wall. There's connotations about that, revolution, stuff like
that. Well, how's Big Dunk going to make him a fan of Forest Green Rovers? He only speaks one language.
Which big dog's got more of a chance?
You better give me that fucking crown.
But also, King Charles has famously got sausages for fingers, and Forest Green Rovers can't have that at the club.
Yeah, and they're very much meat.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah. He'll probably have a Romanian team, King Charles, won't he? He's got a load of interest in Romania.
Has he really?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's done lots of construction projects over there.
Okay.
Still a bit like GG.
Careful. Yeah. Accrington Stanley versus Leeds United is an FA Cup fourth round tie. And this was a dream come true, actually, for Accrington Stanley owner Andy Holt, who grew up in Leeds as a fan of the club, thanks to his dad, and had a season ticket at Elland Road for a bit. That's lovely, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, all agreed. On his experience growing up supporting Leeds, Andy Holt said, "I actually met the best team that ever lived."
No, he didn't.
The early 70s Leeds team at Butlins in Filey as a kid. The whole squad were there. He continued to say, "They were the best team in the world. So good to watch. I watched the FA Cup final against Sunderland when I was nine outside a Rediffusion shop window because we didn't have a telly."
Now that does make me nostalgic for a time before I was even born.
But isn't that a 70s? Isn't that a 70s?
Makes me think of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. But isn't that like a 70s and 80s cliche that literally is never true? People just say that.
Jim, I watched the Scottish Cup final, the great Scottish Cup final between Motherwell and Dundee United, which finished 4-3.
Who could forget it? What year was that? I literally, I say who could forget it.
I think it was.
I have no knowledge that it ever happened.
Oh, it was a great one. I think the BBC rerun it not that long ago over lockdown. You know, it was that good.
What, you're going to say you watched it in the shop?
I watched it in the television department in John Lewis. In
why?
1991. Yeah, I thought.
Why did you just go home?
Yeah,
because I was a child and my parents were like shopping and all. And,
how long for?
No, you had a bacon round.
It went to extra time.
You were an independent young man.
So you were in John Lewis for 2.5 hours?
Probably.
What were your parents buying?
I don't know. Maybe they were trying to get rid of me.
Yeah.
And they came back and like, well, no one's taken him.
Yeah.
So this is a really, really lovely thing for Accrington Stanley's Andy Holt. And you are calling him a liar here. Is that what was happening?
No, I'm just saying. Well, you did. Listen, Marcus just said that Andy Holt said he watched the best team in the world. And you said, no, he didn't.
Well, it's subjective, isn't it?
No, I think Jim's suggesting
they were specifically saying
Jim's
chance he watched it in front of a
Jim's
TV
annoyed
shop.
And angry that he's called them the best team in the world because Jim obviously thinks it was Arsenal's invincible. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Leeds United have got to be in their bonnet. Is it because in 75 they didn't win the European Cup and there was some kind of
Juventus was
corruption or something like that?
Oh no, that was
they wouldn't do
74.
That.
Yeah, it was 74. I don't know what year it was. Doesn't matter. But all I'm saying is, to me, it feels like one of those stories that you say that happened but didn't actually happen, like watching TV for a shop window. People say that all the time. However, I didn't know that Marcus genuinely did spend 2.5 hours in John Lewis in 1991 to watch the Scottish Cup final. Yeah. So I can stand corrected.
We did have a telly as well.
Yes.
Were you selling door-to-door bacon at that time?
Not that point. No, right. I was very young at that point.
How old were you when you were the bacon boy with the bucket?
I was a teenager, I think.
Okay.
Oh, maybe just slightly before. Maybe it was about 11 or 12.
Yeah, okay. Similar time then. Yeah.
I never look stuff up, but my brain's fallen out today. So you're right, it was 75.
No worries, there you go.
There we are, you see Andy. Wrong again.
People think Andy is the expert.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it there. It's the only reason Andy's actually doing all this stuff is
it's unlike you to have a silent role in anyone's life. That's what you do for me. I've got a little earpiece with Luke whispering me the answers.
It's true.
He's finally bitten back
it's
there.
True.
Yeah.
It's true. What did I say before we started recording today, Andy?
You said that you respect him.
I said I'm going to fucking batter you today, Russell. And finally, you've bitten back.
Andy, I want your thoughts on Leeds. They're on the verge of signing Weston McKennie, who has cleared out his locker at Juventus, according to some reports. What do you reckon?
Has he taken his ranch sauce with him? Do you remember? Do you remember that memorable?
Shredded any documents?
That's what you get. If you leave, they just hand you a box. Oh, could you shred this?
Burn that.
Yeah.
Ranch sauce over the documents. That's probably quite clever, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe.
What's the ranch sauce link with?
Well, of course, there's that brilliant bit in the Juventus documentary where he sat there with, I think it's Buffon and definitely Chiellini, and talking about Italian cuisine. And he says, you know what you need to improve pizza over here? You need a bit of ranch sauce.
Love it.
The look on Chiellini's face. Then he says he can't have espresso because it literally makes me shit myself.
He sounds like a hoot.
I like it.
He sounds like an absolute hoot. And the best, on that pizza thing, have you seen that video on YouTube of the Neapolitan guy? It's like a TV prank. He's posing as a pizza delivery guy,
and that's amazing. Yeah,
in the boxes he puts like pineapple on the pizza delivers it, and he hand delivers it, and they open it up, and the Neapolitans are going mad. Like
go mad anyway.
Some of them are literally like, throwing the pizza in his face. They're so annoyed.
There's that old lady who hits him over the head with a box, isn't there?
Yeah, I bet it's all staged, though.
It's great stuff. Oh, you can't have fun things on the internet these days.
Not up to me.
Yeah, no, your wife said that to you.
But how dare you? I think Weston McKennie and his sauce, see how he gets on with the Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, exactly.
If he does go, which we expect him to do.
I think he'd do very, very well there. It looks like they're signing Tete, who's been on loan at Lyon from Shakhtar. A lot of Premier League clubs wanted him, so could be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Adams and Weston McKennie were very good against England, so reuniting them.
Oh, yeah.
Aronson as well.
Leeds.
Aronson as well.
Yeah, Tim Ream as well.
Yeah, apparently they've got an American manager.
Who have?
Leeds, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bob Bradley.
How's that? How's he passed the pitch?
Do you know Soccer AM are still doing the Bob Bradley joke on Soccer AM?
Why are you mentioning them?
Sorry. Because you used to work there?
Preston versus Spurs.
Okay.
Saturday evening, 6 o'clock. Preston manager Ryan Lowe has revealed this week that Antonio Conte's brother accidentally gave him some inside info.
What is it with Spurs and shit brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, I know, eh? Talking about Gary Lineker. Yeah. Before the draw was announced, Ryan Lowe attended a Spurs game in Antonio Conte's box where he got chatting to Conte's brother, Daniele, about the Spurs manager, and Lowe said, "I asked what red wine he drinks.
Wants to get with the programme. He loves a bit of Nutella, why doesn't he?
Of course,
who
doesn't?
That's his thing these days.
Red wine with pineapple in.
What is Sainsbury's cheap one?
Spurs are basically... It's all for post-match bants, isn't it? When he takes him up to the office in Deepdale, isn't it?
If you like, Andy. Yeah.
Sounds like a euphemism.
I was going to say...
the whole club at Spurs has now become revolving around when Harry Kane's going to break the record for scoring for Spurs.
Yeah,
Whether Harry Kane's going to sign a new contract. That's all they talk about now.
Yeah, well, and you've got to admire Charlie Kane's involvement in all this because he's made sure his brother is front and centre everything.
Yeah, it's tough on that, isn't it?
Yeah.
With his England captain. Yeah, it's really tough. Charlie Kane got any other clients?
I've no idea.
He didn't at the time, did he, when it all kicks off about him?
No, I'd love to know if another human being, an adult human being, has said, that's the guy to represent me.
I think he represents Michael Kane.
And the wrestler Kane.
Yeah.
He couldn't get him on snakes on a plane though.
No.
He was a bridge too far.
No.
He went to another guy. But yeah, Kane scored his 266th goal for Spurs against Fulham on Monday. Lovely goal.
It was a goal that really decided that game because Spurs didn't really offer an awful amount.
It was a complete injustice. It was an absolute robbery. I agree with you, and it was a disgrace. But what was lovely though, being in the ground that evening. I know Spurs won, and again, it was, you know, what a great shame. But Big Roy, the boy Hodgson, was in the crowd.
Yeah, he got a medal, award, didn't he?
All of it. He got the whole lot. He did a little chat with the crowd at half time. It was
clapped
lovely.
Him, moved his head 360,
and he flew off.
Swooped down and picked up a field mouse.
They had to make sure it was an evening game, of course. They'd invited him to Saturday afternoons.
Where's Roy? He's brought his own bun.
Yeah, he was up in the cottage. He was just asleep.
Perched on a bale of hay. That's to get one infrared camera. Chris Packham was there.
Why has he never managed Sheffield Wednesday? The Owls.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But there we are. Still time. These guys can't quit. They
That's
can't
true.
Quit.
I just sometimes you don't get what you really do deserve.
Let's not take the piss here.
But Kane though, Andy, it's unbelievable stuff. You see, you mentioned that you fancied him to perhaps move to Bayern was one club. Do you think Kane is so kind of fixated on becoming Premier League all-time top scorer? Maybe that would he want to go abroad?
Well, we don't know. We don't know for the moment. I mean, at very least, he can use Bayern and possibly Real Madrid as a negotiating position to get his wages up. And when Bayern first came on the scene, I presumed that's what it was, to be honest, because I could never see him going there. But having lived this season with Spurs, it must make you have a few questions.
It does. Well, and Andy, the questions keep on coming thick and fast because two more goals have been discovered that Jimmy Greaves scored, because in 1962 he got a couple in the Charity Shield against Ipswich and they hadn't been included in Tottenham's record books. So that means Greaves actually scored 268 goals during his time at the club. So Kane's still got two more.
I think he'll get safe.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Don't know.
He might even get there this weekend. Spurs aren't recognising those goals though, are they?
We are. And we know, Harry. So you've got to get up to 260.
Well, it's interesting because it's the reverse.
They say they don't and they have never counted Charity Shield goals in their record books for individual goals.
I mean, it's the reverse of what Brazil did with
Pele, isn't it? When Neymar started approaching his record and go, oh, actually, Pele's got 12 more.
Right.
Or whatever.
There we are.
Is it now time for Betfair?
It is, isn't it?
It's time for Betfair's popular bet builder. Select from the most popular pre-made football bet builders using Betfair's handy app, and you can add them to your bet slip in just one tap. Every Friday on the preview show, we build our own Ramble popular bet builder for a particular game happening across the weekend. Last week, of course, we won.
We did.
It was a big win. We're very, very happy about that. We got to donate some decent money to charity, and we'll be looking to try and do the same this weekend. And today we're looking ahead to tonight's ding-dong between Arsenal and Man City. Here's hoping, as Jim said on Monday, there'll be barn cinders all over the country after this game tonight. Jim, you're actually up first as well for your bet, because obviously we choose a bet each. Jim, who have you gone for?
I've gone for Leandro Trossard to have one or more shots on target. I don't know if he'll start, but I'm very confident he'll feature at some point.
I think that's a really good shout. He's champing at the bit to get going, isn't he? And that little cameo he had on his debut was pretty effective. Andy?
Speaking of featuring at some point, I've gone for Erling Haaland to score at any time, because I wouldn't be surprised if he had a little rest from the start and then came on and, sorry Jim, monstered Arsenal late on.
Monstered.
He only needs a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the Gary Barlow of football. And it takes a minute, girl. Okay, so Erling Haaland to score any time. That, of course, be within 90 minutes. Marcus?
Under 0.5 first half goals.
I think cagey first half.
The nature of the fixture, two top teams of the Premier League, of course, meeting up and so on. I think they'll be feeling each other out, so to speak. And then in the second half, that's when you'll see the goals.
Interesting. So I've gone, that's quite interesting, because I've gone for a drawn match at the end of 90 minutes.
Ooh.
So kind of similar to what you're talking about. So maybe the way this could work is we could have a 1-1, couldn't we, with both goals in the second half.
Yeah.
Haaland score on one of them. Trossard maybe score on the other, although he only has to have a shot on target. And we're in business. So that is Leandro Trossard to have one or more shots on target. Erling Haaland to score at any time. Under 0.5 first half goals, so effectively 0-0 half time. And a drawn match at the end of 90 minutes. A £5 bet with Betfair on that popular bet builder returns £388.87. And if we win again, all that money will go to Prostate Cancer UK again. We will be back with another round of Betfair's popular bet builder on the preview show next week. It's exclusive to Betfair Sportsbook. T's and C's apply. 18 plus only. For more information on responsible gambling, head to BeGamblerAware.org.
Right, my G's, it's time for this.
Dean Smith also says you're an encyclopedia of football.
A what?
An encyclopedia of football.
I don't know what that means.
It's Jack's Encyclopedia, and I'm in charge of the buttons.
Oh, my God.
How exciting is this? I've been forcibly retired from the game. Basically, Marcus is the Brazil 1970 of Jack's Encyclopedia. He's got to keep the trophy. If I ever win it in future, I will be given a plastic. Sorry, Jim. Maybe not single-use plastic, recyclable replica. Just to give you a quick explainer, because I've never talked you through the rules before, I will give you all a category. All you have to do is give me an answer that fits into that category. You'll keep going round giving answers, and if you can no longer give a correct answer, you are out. And so, if I think you're taking too long, and trust, I will be stricter than Pete, I'll play my countdown clip. It's my countdown clip. And you'll have until the end of Gary Neville's goalgasm to give me a correct answer. No repetition of a previous answer. Last person standing then gets the point. We'll do three rounds and possible tiebreaker questions.
Yeah.
For those of you, if there's a 1-1-1.
If needed.
But yeah, you don't need that. Do your spells, of course.
Big conspiracy theorists among you listening will like to know that I was given a pen that doesn't work. So people don't
I had that last week. I just didn't moan about it.
I never use a pen.
Can I deduct a point from you for moaning?
No.
I can, actually. I'm governing the game.
Do what you like, Andy.
Well, Jim is to my left. So Jim will start on round one. Main competition sponsors for either the FA Cup or the League Cup.
Jesus.
There are 12 possible answers.
Okay. Emirates.
Ooh, good start. Carling.
Worthington's.
Nice.
Oh, I like it.
Rumbelows.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Good.
Do you remember Carl Lieburn getting that telly?
Yeah, I do remember
and
that.
And he had to go and take it out of the shop. Fortunately, he was a big lad because it weighed a bloody ton then. Marcus?
Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Very good one.
It's tough.
Oh, dear. Okay. Milk?
I had that down.
The milk.
Yeah,
responsibly.
I had that. Yeah, it's weird, but you're right.
Oh God, we may have already had this. Carabao.
Oh,
good one.
No, we haven't.
I'm struggling now.
Yeah, same.
There are a lot of FA Cup ones to go, if that's helpful.
No tips, Andy. Marcus doesn't need the help.
It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the Champions League.
JVC.
The headline has been written.
I love that Marcus is out.
I'm gone.
Can I please have Budweiser?
Ah, well played.
You may.
Oh, God, I think you got me there. Boddington's.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, I really thought we had that. So for the point, Luke
for
the, Moore.
I need to get one for, the,
for a rare...
It's not for the point until I say it's for the point.
No, but it is, Andy.
Yeah, but you're not the host.
I know, but you're not the host. So yeah, shut it. You're out.
Andy, you got demoted.
Get back in line, host, all right?
Promoted. Yeah. I'm milk monitor for today, and that is the end of it. So, Luke, what have you got? Any thoughts?
It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the Champions League final. The headline has been written.
Zenith Data Systems.
Good.
One competition. Right, it goes back to Jim. I've got to give you each one more chance, but it's going to be a very short one chance. So, Jim, have you got anything?
Dignitas.
Imagine it's that. So, imagine that. Right.
Giant killings.
Luke for the point.
I've got absolutely nothing. I've got nothing. So okay. We're going to have to move on, I think.
Okay, no points.
So which ones did we miss?
Well, you missed a couple of FA Cup ones. AXA,
oh yeah,
Eon, and Littlewoods have done both
Little
the FA
Words.
Cup and the League Cup.
Yeah, Littlewoods is the one.
And the other missing League Cup one would be Capital One.
Oh yeah.
So on to round two. It's all goals.
So no points. We've got two points left to play for.
No,
it feels like a goalless, a pointless basketball match at the moment. But round two. Manchester City managers in the Premier League era.
Ooh.
Marcus will start us. What you got?
Pep Guardiola.
Mark Hughes.
Roberto Mancini.
Kevin Keegan.
Oh, good pace to this. I like
fucking
it.
Very good. You've just decimated all four that I had in one go. Manuel Pellegrini.
Nice.
Stuart Pearce.
Very good.
Excellent.
Joe Royal.
That's very nice. Good.
That is nice. Jesus, tough.
It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the Champions League final. The headline has been written.
Gary's going to have to hurry up.
No, I'm out. I'm out. I can't think. It really doesn't help you think that, Gary.
No,
thing.
It doesn't. Sven.
Oh, shit.
Ah!
So annoying.
Why would you do that to him?
Yeah.
Why would you do that to him?
I might be going mad here. I think I am going mad. Walter Mazzarri.
It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Yeah, what on earth did I think of that for?
So, Jim, you just need to get one. You've got
a point.
So, Jim, for the point.
Peter Reid?
Oh, hey. Yeah.
1-0 to the Campbell. So the other ones you could have had, Alan Ball, the late Alan Ball,
Alan
Tony
Ball.
Booker's caretaker, Frank Clark, Steve Coppell, Asa Hartford as caretaker, Brian Houghton,
yeah.
Brian Kidd as interim,
yeah.
Phil Neal as caretaker.
Phil Neal.
A lot of Brians.
I've heard of all of those.
So, round three. It all rests on round three. Players that were in the matchday squad of either leg of Arsenal's last Champions League tie, which, in case you don't remember, Jim, was a 10-2 aggregate loss to Bayern Munich.
Can I have the year?
Yeah, 2017. Ooh. Spring 2017, though not particularly warm in Munich.
Okay.
So you got a choice of 20 players. Okay. Can I have one, please, Luke Moore?
Granit Xhaka. Oh, thank God for that.
Just in, that would have been, I believe.
Just, okay, right.
Yeah. Hector Bellerin.
Nice.
I'll go for Nacho Monreal.
Very That's good. Nice. I That's like that nice. One.
I don't know. How on earth have I gone there first?
Aaron Ramsey. Oh, I don't know where I'm pulling these out of.
Mm. Excellent.
The O. Walcott.
he might have moved for then. Lauren Koscielny.
Very good.
Nice. That is really nice.
Doing well, fellas.
It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the Champions League final. The headline has been written.
Is this helping you think? Jack Wilshere.
Oh, did he get it?
Was he fit?
Unlucky.
Unfortunate.
Good guess. Jim, what you got?
Per Mertesacker.
Oh, nice. It's almost like Jim supports the club.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Oh, dear.
What a lovely twist.
Oh, dear, Jim Campbell.
Spells for the draw.
So you've got to get one. If you get it, you've got it.
You can do this, Marcus.
David Ospina?
Oh, it's a point to Speller.
Very
well
good.
Well done.
Tiebreaker.
Oh, so the other ones you could have had, Petr Cech, Francis Coquelin, Mohamed Elneny, Gabriel Paulista, Kieran Gibbs, Olivier Giroud, Alex Iwobi, Shkodran Mustafi, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, the aforementioned Lucas Perez.
I thought the Ox, but I thought...
Alexis Sanchez, Danny Welbeck.
Loads in there.
Mesut Ozil.
Nice. So it's a tiebreak between Jim and Marcus.
Come on.
Right. Right, professional teams that Mick McCarthy has played for or
played
managed.
For.
You've got a choice of 12. International teams count as a manager but not a player. As a player, you must have played a competitive game for that team. As a manager, it doesn't matter if he hasn't managed a game. As long as he's had the job, it counts.
I see.
Very particular. And so as Marcus went first last time, did Marcus go first last
time? Yeah, it's Jim's turn to go first.
To go first.
So if I've understood this correctly, Republic of Ireland.
I think you have.
Yeah. Just checking.
You have.
Sunderland.
Gun on, man!
Wolves. Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Millwall.
Oh, yes.
Very nice, that. Well done.
Player and manager. Millwall.
Palace. Imagine that.
Marcus, all you need is one.
For the win. For the win.
Cardiff City.
There it is.
Marcus Speller.
Pulled out of the fire.
Very good.
Can't keep a good man down.
So the other ones you could have had, Apoel as manager, Barnsley as player, Blackpool, of course, as manager, because it's just that he had the job. He didn't have to take control of the game.
I thought about that and I thought, no, he can't.
Celtic, Ipswich, Lyon. Of course, where he played under Ram and Dominic, Manchester City. Well played spells.
Mick McCarthy playing under Ram and Dominic. Come on.
Just love to have
dream team.
Just love to have Mick back on the ramble. Like,
it is.
He's back in the game.
It very
quite
much
literally.
Is. Oh, dearie me. Well, another win for me, everybody, there.
Yeah, that's like we can all get behind that.
And do you know what? I'm going to put the keys in the lock early.
Nice.
Because of that. 30 seconds earlier than I normally would. Get out there, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. So if you're at work and your boss is like, why are you leaving?
Marcus, it's the afternoon.
Marcus Bellis doesn't go home.
Hold up that picture of Pitbull that you've got in your wallet. Yeah. Shove it in your boss's face. Yeah. And then...
And scream, mind. Mr. Worldwide, right in their face.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
There we are, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Betfair, part of the Acast Creator Network, of course. Thank you, Luke Moore.
Yeah, stick your jaw at your ass until Monday. I'll see you Monday.
Thank you, Andy Brassel.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim Campbell.
Thank you, everyone.
And thank you, Pitbull. See you soon.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.